This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Thank you. blood, pretty Negro blood, to dance on glass for crumbs, imprisoned and slick, raining matrix like binary bombs on brains, silent by the gourd, waiting for the mouth of the heart, the gestating one in the void to open in the dark of the new moon. Nettles brush my ankles, greet me with burning kisses. I have walked tides and crescents for a long time. I want to go yonder. Past loose timelines, touch my lips to a wild, if you give me a name. Dialing to my bread, Jesus life and immortality, feeding drones, name self-care, signed by the good Lord, resting on black death. Oh, velvet gospel, oh, gospel of secret skies, oh, good word of phoenix nanas, oh, moment of breaking grace dance, oh, ruptures of deified wounds and enshrined lamentations, oh, daughters of wanton dishonor, squatting bare ass and vulva and weeping rivers, drowning baby fathers and rolling sirens, oh, loud ass peals of laughter, shifting plates off planetary shells, one by one.
To Ask a Terrifying Question by Bob Kaufman. I want to ask a terrifying question. What time is it going to be? That Sunday never came. He lied, speaking in tongues, hot walking New York and smoky Januaries. My back is moon burnt, and my arm hurts. The blues come riding, introspective echoes of a journey. Truth is a burning guitar. You get off at 59th Street forever. Thank you.
my specialty, but still bang these bars. Chang dang, you see these stars written in the fabric of all nations, all creation. We all hurt and feel a real nation. Most devils look just like Satan, and they the ones we be celebrating. Reptilian nation, robotic patients, well the doctor's in, and I bought my cat in. Take two steps, I'm falling, but it's all a process to unlearn and rewrite, imagine a future past tense.
Toxic constellation of white trauma, father swords in my prime, king Paul.
you to rock further than the lift they could offer. Shot calling the loyalty worse. The system can't catch their breath, so they breathe in gas. Knights of Jesus pass at the round table of Cain and Abel, drinking their father's blood.
Yeah. The earth is as tired as a black woman. I am not the same animal. I have hatched in the palm of her hand. I am new now, as always. We are at the bottom of the pendulum swing, or the bottom of the ocean. Either way, we ride the wave as a particle. Acceleration is your perception. How slick hit the pavement and sing the same song we singing about not breathing. The more things change, the more revolutions say the same. Now inhale with me. That's some good shit. Some homegrown liberation. Smashing at the base of your skull, asking for your attention. Evading your surveillance. Creeping in your mirror, not tomorrow. An endless string of today's. We strung out like prayer beads. You living on stolen moments. You living on temporality stolen from the sweat of my ancestors. So it's only fair that we torch this timeline, reclaim the field, and exhale.
Existence, Red Hill harmonics with Blue Hill aggression. Now, who wanna play the drums? Lead us to Muhal's trap set, Malcolm's wall of defiance. And fuck Elvis. Freud was the star of that movie called The Reasoning of America. And what is America? A volatile planet we are all trying to land on. Rocket number 999. And what year is it? Are we still partying? The reflection of a sum of a virus 666. A probe, a drone flying inside the heart body. Rocket number 999. Are we still partying to the reflection of a sum of a virus? Sick, sick, sick.
That was Moormother and Olaf Melander's Anthologia 1. We're going to transition now to Techno-Ala. She is a black trans radical in Denver. This is the Hardcore MIDI Screwtape Psychosis Split EP. All cops are bastards.
Yo, what's up, nigga? Welcome to Hardcore MIDI, man. What's poppin'?
Hardcore is only for black people. You listen to this. Hey, you're lying. You better pay up, nigga. Give me 50 bands right now.
I love you, but
I feel
feel like I'm like first ever, second, 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 solid, 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 solid,
I'm the deputy chairman of the state of Illinois Black Panther Party, Fred Hampton. And a lot of people don't understand the Black Panther Party's relationship with white mother country radicals. A lot of people don't even understand that word that Elridge uses a lot. But what we're saying is that there are white people in the mother country that are for the same type of things that we are for, stimulating revolution in the mother country. And we said that we'll work with anybody and form coalition with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just, it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Everybody in the state of Illinois is going to have to be involved or even around the revolution because we're going to have one. We're going to have to do more than talk. We're going to have to do more than listen. We're going to even have to do more than learn. We're going to have to start practicing, and that's very hard. We got to start learning, and you learn through practice. We got to start making mistakes, and you learn through making mistakes. We got to start getting out there with the people. And a lot of times we think we're better than the people, but that's an insult, and that's criminal. Thank you better than the people. But we got to get together and learn where it's at. It's going to take a lot of hard work. Education for children is something else. You ought to dig on it. Every sister in this audience. Every sister in this audience ought to get themselves together and come on down and help us with that Education for Children program. You ought to come down and help feed them children in the morning. We have Breakfast for Children because we teach the people through practice, through observation and participation, that people can be fed free. That's the people thing. Socialism is the people. You're afraid of yourself. If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself. We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a fence, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley. I've been offered every day. I'd be in the streets propagandizing every day. I'd be working with everybody every day. I'd be teaching that solidarity is the thing. The end of a complete wipeout of imperialism is the thing. So if you're going to be thinking about me, that's what Bobby would be teaching. If you're going to be thinking about us, all we say is ain't no thing about going nowhere, getting killed. All we want to know is that you're doing what we'd be doing if we were here. And you've got to do that. You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it. In the spirit of liberation, we understand that they want everybody in the party in jail. And we know that if we try to figure out and separate and divide who should go and who shouldn't go, we spend more time doing that, then working for the people. So the quick solution, the speedy one. Nobody go. We all stay right here. With the people. Because we love the people. Okay, you can put your hands down now. We say all power to all people. We say white power to white people.
Brown power to brown people.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Black power to black people.
Black power to black people.
X power to those that we left out.
X power to those we left out.
We say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, saying the last words. Now, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary. Say it when you're going out. Hey, man, I'm going to leave. Okay, we're going to say it while we're going out.
And we're going to start
got a thing called Free Fred. Don't that sound nice? Hey, let's do that. Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Free Fred.
Hey, I ain't even in jail yet.
Yeah, but the question is, Molly, how do you get there? Do you get there by confrontation, violence?
Oh, is that the question you were asking?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence. Without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them. On the other hand, because of the way this society is organized, because of the violence that exists on the surface everywhere, you have to expect that there are going to be such explosions. You have to expect things like that as reactions. If you are a black person and live in the black community all your life and walk out on the street every day seeing white policemen surrounding you, when I was living in Los Angeles, for instance, long before the situation in L.A. ever occurred, I was constantly stopped. No, the police didn't know who I was, but I was a black woman. And I had a natural, and they, I suppose, thought that I might be a, quote, militant. And when you live under a situation like that constantly, and then you ask me, you know, whether I approve of violence. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense at all. Whether I approve of guns. I grew up in Birmingham, Alabama. Some very, very good friends of mine were killed by bombs that were planted by racists. I remember from the time I was very small, I remember the sounds of bombs exploding across the street, our house shaking. I remember my father having to have guns at his disposal at all times because of the fact that at any moment we might expect to be attacked. The man who was at that time in complete control of the city government, his name was Bull Connor, would often get on the radio and make statements like, niggers have moved into a white neighborhood, we better expect some bloodshed tonight. And sure enough, there would be bloodshed. After the four young girls who lived next door to me, I was very good friends with the sister of another one. My sister was very good friends with all three of them. My mother taught one of them in her class. My mother, in fact, when the bombing occurred, one of the mothers of one of the young girls called my mother and said, can you take me down to the church to pick up Carol? We heard about the bombing, and I don't have my car. And they went down, and what did they find? They found limbs and heads strewn all over the place. And then after that, in my neighborhood, all of the men organized themselves into an armed patrol. They had to take their guns and patrol our community every night because they did not want that to happen again. I mean, that's why when someone asked me about violence, I just find it incredible. What it means is that the person who's asking that question has absolutely no idea what black people have gone through, what black people have experienced in this country since the time the first black person was kidnapped from the shores of Africa.
One of the most important things that we start off talking about is the fact that you have been called a revolutionary, a militant, much of the media has pictured you this way. It's talked about all over the world. What do you see as the meaning of the term revolutionary?
Well, there's no single, simple meaning of the term revolutionary. A revolutionary is a man or a woman who is a lot of things. But basically, the revolutionary wants to change the nature of society in a way to promote a world where the needs and interests of the people are responded to. A revolutionary realizes, however, that in order to create a world where human beings can live and love and be healthy and create, you have to completely revolutionize the entire fabric of society. You have to overturn the economic structure where you have a few individuals who are in possession of the vast majority of the wealth in this country that's been produced by the majority of the people, and you have to destroy this political apparatus which, under the guise of revolutionary government, perpetrates the most incredible misery on the masses of people.
One of the interesting things about the term revolutionary is the fact that people, so many people, see it in the context of violence, that revolutionary means violence, violence every day, every minute, at any given time, no matter what the circumstances. How do you view this in the context of violence?
Well, of course, that's part and parcel of the same attempt to separate and isolate revolutionaries from the people. Of course, revolution does not mean violence in the sense that that's its defining characteristic.
Yet there are those who see it that way.
Well, yeah, and that's done in a very conscious manner to mislead people and to lead people to, for instance, equate a progressive socialist revolution with fascism. During the time that I was out in the streets and speaking throughout California, I found it incredible how many people define socialism or communism as if it were the Third Reich.
Yeah.
Certainly, of course, though, in the history of revolutions, and not only socialist revolutions, but bourgeois democratic revolutions also, the American Revolution, for instance, you have had the occurrence of violence as a means of seizing power from the oppressor. But why?
Yeah.
This is because the oppressors have failed to acknowledge the fact that the people were right and that the people had the right to control their lives and to control their destiny. And they are the ones who always initiate the violence. If people are serious about moving ahead to create a better society, then of course they should not allow themselves to be deterred simply because of a few people at the top who are in possession usually of monopoly on violence decide that they're going to unleash all of their forces of oppression to stop them.
See white folk crying because this black cop shot my little one in the back of the head because he thought cell phone was a gun. How come you don't feel this ain't black cops? It's more spiritual. You think that about one? No. They got enough sense to know that white folks ain't gonna tolerate it. And the only reason they do to us what they do because
we tolerate it.
Okay, I'm not telling you don't chastise me, y'all. But I ain't saying you chastise the police.
Real bad guys. Living like a villain, never chilling. Heavy influence on your chilling. Yeah, I woke up this morning to a cop with a gun who told me that he looking for a nigga on the run. I thought for a second and I screwed my face and asked some dirty pigs why the f*** with my place. They said chill or we kill, this is a warning. Then I told them f*** you, where is the warrant? Then they got the punching and kicking and macing. Then the whole situation went Larry Davis. Thinking about my lady and thinking about my baby. Thinking these three motherfucking pigs going crazy. They wanna kill a nigga cause a nigga on this rap. Wanna leave me dead on the mattress, Hampton. I'm a public enemy because I cold lampin'. And I don't give a fuck about a party in the Hamptons. And I don't give a fuck about a motherfucking whores list. As far as I'm concerned, that's a motherfucking whores list. Motherfucker, my dad was a cop. You don't think I know a dirty ass cop when I see one? Shake down, take down, disrespecting the badge ass, bitch. Back to the scene, going wild in the bedroom. Grabbed the cop's gun, left him leaking with a head wound. Second cop shot, but the bullet hit his partner. Shot him in the leg, and he hit a main artery. Weeding at a dirty cop's look. looking at me. Talking about he kill a nigga if I try to flee. About to lose it, so he gon' have to prove it. All cause the government hate rap music. I've been labeled outlaw, renegade villain. So was Martin King, so the system had to kill him. A nigga with an attitude, the world gotta feel him. Educated villain, intent on living. If I gotta kill a copper just to make it out of billing, that motherfucker get left dead, no feelings. Yelling as I buck a 45 at his feelings. Trying to knock his brain through the motherfucker.
Hey, bro, I'm in some trouble, okay? I gotta be gone for a minute. Call my old man. It's real, man. It's a shot of cops.
When I surface on the streets, I can hear the crowd yelling. And see the neighborhood stitches pointing and telling. I'm bailing like a felon, no Assad or Shakur. Before the law, leave me sinking like a bag of manure. Like Jericho, one in the movie Strange Days. They want a nigga dead, cause the things that I say might make the youth go and pick up an AK. Tell the government, f*** you, no way. Like John Connor, mama, I be running every day.
That's our show. Remember that the Civil Rights Act passed only because of riots after Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination? You are listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
All right, so that was the end of the floorboards with Eraser Head. So it's midnight. It's time for Sleepless Nights. This is Stephen Wright for Sleepless Nights, 2:03 a.m. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm in Boulder at the... I'm actually here live. Going to do Sleepless Nights and beyond. I don't know if anybody... I don't think anybody's going to show up for us this morning, so... Not exactly sure what I want to play, but... Here's, almost said the orb. KLF, chill out. We'll just do a little bit of that for about a minute or so.
Than it is actually grown, what makes the years faster. So grab a hold of every single thing your ear has heard, cause you may never hear it all again the same way. So use the power of the moment now to change ways. May never catch the same expression on the same face. I play the game of words and stay having a game.
Come on, woman in the UK, London. Let my youth smile and shine brighter than sun. Push the youth up in the right direction. Here we carry, carry on.
Stop long, just passing through. Drop off
the Maidol France makes a hopeless cripple dance all. It was really foul weather when we got tarred and feathered. You could hear the six gun sound as they chased us out of. Bottles for an echo wolf man, oh. Immunity from ridicule improves your brains if you're a fool, oh. When I read in the Middle East traded some for a hostage release. Now if you're bored it'll give you hair. You've got straight trousers in